start with the story that was up there in the Globe saying that Alex is somebody who's access to the sideline has been restricted. How much has that impacted you on
I don't think about it. I got enough things to think about. So it's going to go to try win an important game, and do what I always do.
How did you react when Bill told you that he was going to do that?
I don't really agree with your question, so I don't know what you're talking about. How do you know what he said?
So are you saying a report that the access was...
I'm not saying anything. I mean, how do you say that he said anything? You don't know anything about that.
Bill never told you that he was removing Alex from the sideline or from the team bus?
Well, I have a lot of conversations with him, so those are private between he and I, and I don't think anyone knows what we talk about. Certainly I've never talked about it, and he's never talked about it.
Tom, do you use extra caution throwing to receivers this upcoming Sunday, Gronk in particular, based on what happened last game in Buffalo and suggestions there might be retaliation for what he did to White, the cornerback, sorry, his first name?
I think you have a pretty good gauge. I mean, it's a physical game and there's contact, so if you throw it and they get hit, you know, you hate to have anyone get hit, but you know, receivers get hit, quarterback gets hit, everyone gets hit, so I'm just going to try to find the open guy and throw it to him.
I understand that you have to have caution every game, but the circumstances surrounding what happened last time, is there any extra caution throwing to him in particular, or it's really no different?
I think it's just a normal game and going to try to go play and win.
In terms of the amount of coverages that Gronk sees, how much of what you do with the passing offense is kind of based off of what you're seeing, you know, in terms of the way that the team wants to cover Gronk in that particular week?
I think he sees, you know, he sees a lot of coverages. I mean, they're, I think in general we see a lot of coverages too, so I don't think it's – he's obviously a big part of what we do, and if they slow him down, then, you know, we got to figure out other ways to move the ball.
Just on the story of Alex, I mean, has any of that put any strain on your work and relationship with Bill?
No, I just try to show him do the right thing and try to win football games, so, you know, I let my – you know, play do the talk, and I try to go out there and try to prepare hard every week, and I put everything into it, and you know, that's where my focus is, and it's not much beyond that.
With so many guys on the team seeing Alex, and maybe some of the things that he says isn't going to be the same things that Moses and Jim Whalen and those guys, there might be a little friction there. Are you concerned that Alex having so much influence with the guys might be a distraction for the team?
I think you'd have to ask a lot of other people those things because, you know, I think everyone knows my relationship with Alex. And like I said, I try to just do what works for me. And, you know, everyone needs to do what works for them. So I don't think it's anything more complicated than that. You know, I try to go out there, and the whole goal for me is to go out there and play and help the team win. And I'm going to do the best I can to do that. And that's kind of what I've always done.
Your final question?
Tom, that's such an emotional victory last week. How do you kind of get people sort of refocused for what's in front of them this week?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
After such an emotional win last Sunday, how do you kind of get the guys sort of back to level and kind of focused on the job to be done this Sunday?
Well, I think our coaches do a great job of that. So, I mean, every win's important. Every game's important. I don't think you take anything for granted. I think you just got to try to, whether you win or lose, you put it behind you and move forward. And I think we try to do a good job of that this week. And we're playing a big game. They're all big this time of year. And as you keep moving on, they get bigger. And, you know, we're going to have to keep, you know, winning games. That's what we're out there for. So thank you, guys.